You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Just want to say God bless you to you today. Welcome. Thank you so much to our radio listeners that tune in faithfully Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here, WWBC. 100.7 FM radio. Welcome to our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa. I'm sitting in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan. Just glad to be here. Want to talk a little bit from the topic today. What was I thinking? What were you thinking? What are we thinking? Want to talk about the power of our thoughts. The power of our thoughts. Our thoughts are powerful. Our thoughts are connected to so many things within our heart, within our what we say, within what we do, within our responses. And so we want to talk a moment about that. Let's just pray. Father, thank you so much. We honor you and praise you. We appreciate you. We ask you today, Father, to elevate our thinking, elevate our thought life. Help this word of the Lord minister to us and help us to come up higher in what we think, say, and do. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I want to talk about that. I was just thinking about that. What was I thinking? Now, I know we've all had examples of that, where we think and we look back and we say, what was I thinking to do that, to say that? Let's look at the scripture, just a quick look at Proverbs 23 and verse 7. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. Okay, and it reads, "For as he think in his heart, so is he." For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. That thought is what caused me to think about the connection, heart, thought, words, action, belief system, habits, responses, heart posture, attitude. How much is wound up into how we think? The scripture tells us in Matthew 12:34, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." These things are thought, life, and what we say are connected. I'm persuaded if we think right, we'll do right. So the problem is, what is going on in our hearts? if our heart is poison, toxic, negative, rebellious, disobedient, sinful, hard-hearted, wicked, evil, then everything else filtering through is going to represent, demonstrate the posture of our hearts. What was I thinking? What were you thinking when we did that, when we said that, when we went there, when we responded like that, when our actions were like that, when our words were like that? What was I thinking? As a man thinks, so is he. As a woe man thinks, so is she. The question is today, what is going on in the seat of our hearts? How do we think? How do we think? The thoughts produce the results of how we think. Our thoughts produce results. So our thoughts are not standing still. There's no way that we can think all kinds of crazy, evil, diabolical, wicked, stubborn, rebellious, hateful, mean thoughts, and they don't produce results in alignment with the thought. We've got to realize our thoughts are an incubator. Our thoughts are an incubator. And we sit on those thoughts just like a mother chicken, a mother hen sits on those eggs. And her body, heat and warmth, keeps those eggs at a right temperature. And in a little while, that period of time, there's going to be eggshell breaking, chirping coming out, and we're going to have some chicks. So in the same manner, as we think, as we sit on the brood of our thoughts, like she sits on her brood of eggs, it produces. So our thoughts are not standing still. They're not, but they're producing. Something is at work that is happening, going on in the spiritual realm with us having thoughts. And the nature of our thoughts and the direction of our thoughts, it's going to produce, going to create. Our thoughts have creative ability. I'm going to say that again. Our thoughts have creative ability. If we think the higher thoughts of God, we have his creative ability. And then if we begin to open our mouth and speak the higher thoughts of God, we have something even greater exponentially happens in the spirit realm. So this topic is something that is important today. What was I thinking? When we look at our lives and we look at our productivity, we look at where we are in life, guess what? I can trace it back. You can trace it back to what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Our thought life got us to where we are. I want to say it again. Our thought life got us to where we are. I thought I could pursue this job, career, education. And I kept that thought until, guess what? I did it. I achieved it. What about the flip side? I did not believe that I could. My mother told me that I couldn't. My father told me that I couldn't. My grandma told me that I couldn't. And guess what? I believed them and I began to think like what they said. And guess what? I didn't do it. I didn't do it, but I declare everyone can be against you. Everyone can be a naysayer. But if you would believe in your heart and enlarge how you think about a matter, and if you will partner with God and partner with His Word, we will do incredible feats and exploits and accomplishments and achievements because we're driven by the seed of a thought. It's a seed. Seed produces after its kind. Seed produces after its kind. And I want to say this, nothing exceeds the word of the Lord. Nothing. So the spiritual principles that God has woven through His words, they're going to produce what He said. And that is why, as a man, as a boy, as a girl, as a woman, thinks in their heart, the seedbed of activity, the seedbed of productivity, the seedbed of germination, as a man, woman, boy, girl, thinks in their heart, so is he or she. And that is why it is so important that we evaluate, how am I thinking? How am I thinking? I gotta be honest with myself. Do I lean to the left? Do I lean to the right? Do I think negatively? Do I think toxically? Do I think positively? Do I think in alignment with the word that declares I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, that gives me the strength, that gives me the power, that gives me the enablement? How am I thinking about life? How am I thinking about job? How am I thinking about career? How am I thinking about education? How am I thinking about family? How am I thinking about my children? How am I thinking about my spouse? How am I thinking about my ministry? How am I thinking about the things of God? How am I thinking about the call and the assignment of God? How am I thinking about the spiritual giftings and the graces that He's given me? How am I thinking? What was I thinking? How are you thinking? What were you thinking? The evidence shows in our language, in the words we speak, in our attitude, in our responses. Guess what? What we say indicates. We don't need a siren to go off. When you open your mouth, I know where you are. I know where you reside. It's an indication. It exposes. It identifies. It betrays you. You open your mouth, we all can see what's going on. That's a little funny to me, but it's true. As you speak, because the thoughts are in your heart, they gotta come out. Out of the abundance of the heart, what is in your heart will reveal itself through your language, through your words. It will expose, reveal, and identify where you are seated. If you're seated at a low place, if you're thinking at a low place, guess what? Low talking will come out. The low thought life that's hidden inside of you is going to be revealed. Your language is going to speak in the can't do's, no can do language. Your language is going to speak in the insufficiency language. But if the thought life is strong in the Lord, if the thought life has come into agreement and an alignment with what God says is true, what God says is insurmountable, what God says is definitive, the language will be the language of God. It will be the language in alignment with the word. I want to talk about it today. I want us to come up in how we think. And I believe the Lord desires that. The Lord desires think like God. Steve Harvey wrote the book, Think Like a Man. Wrote a book to women, young ladies, to change their perspectives on how they think. Think like a man. See it how a man is seeing it. Why? So as young women, we conduct ourselves better. As young women, we don't discount ourselves and bring our standards down. But I want to say, even better than what Steve Harvey wrote, think like God. Think like God. Think about God. In the beginning, the Lord created heaven and the earth. Think about the creative power that he has given to you and I. If we think like him, if we use what he's put at our disposal, we'll get God results. We'll get kingdom results. We'll get the ability to do beyond what we ever thought we could do because of him, because of God, because of his ability that he's placed in man to have the ability to think, reason, perceive, imagine, to elevate our thoughts to a level beyond our comprehension. He tells us in the scripture, let me go to some more scriptures. He tells us in the scripture to think on those things. There's a specific recipe for thoughts that produce kingdom results, for thought that produce positive results, for thoughts that produce exceeding and abundant results. I think about the children of Israel. The Lord delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians, out of the bondage of Pharaoh. But guess what? Their thinking was not delivered. God wants to deliver our thinking today. God wants to deliver our thinking. Is our thinking keeping us in bondage? Even though we're free. We've been emancipated. Jesus Christ has redeemed us. But are we experiencing the freedom in our thought life? Think about the children of Israel. Think about in the past, the slavery of the African American people in America. Liberated. The piece of paper, Emancipation Proclamation, declared that they were free. But it took a while to become free in your minds. Our minds. Our minds. It's so important. What was I thinking? What were you thinking? The thoughts can hold us in bondage. The thoughts can actually nail our feet to the ground. But when we get into the higher realms of God and we begin to think on what he shows us, think on what he reveals to us, think on what he revealed to the word, meditate on what he said, because he's God. If anybody ought to know, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to go with his report. He made us and we didn't make ourselves. He created us. He equipped and he empowered and he established us. He told us, you can do it. He told us, this is what I have for you. It is so because he said it. And so I want to say to you and I today, God wants to deliver us in the area of our thinking. If we know we're a person that thinks small, God wants us to exponentially begin to expand in our thinking, to increase, empower us to increase the capacity of what we believe him for, what we trust him for, what we can conceive. God wants to blow our minds with his goodness, with his power, with his enablement, with his good plan for our lives. What was I thinking? What were you thinking? What are we thinking now? How do we see it and perceive it in alignment with how God says it? When it comes to the things of God, we must make our thoughts bow. If I think I can only do less than, and God says, no, you can do it. You better go for it. I've made you for this. I've called you to this. I've purposed you for this. I've got to agree with him. I've got to agree with God. I've got to let my thoughts go. I'm letting go. Say that with me. I'm letting go of hindering, debilitating, low-level thinking. I'm letting go today. Just like we let go of a piece of garbage, as we release it over the garbage can and we let it fall out of our hands and we let it drop into the garbage can, I'm letting go of low-level thinking. I'm letting go of the constraints of my mind. I'm letting go of low-level perceiving, believing, receiving. Even in the area of receiving, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, I believe, so does he receive that which he believes for, thinks for, perceives, expects. It's all wound together. It's wound together around how we think in our heart. The limitation, the cage of limitation, is formed and created in our mind and heart. So the barriers, the ceilings, the walls that's stopping us, that's keeping us hemmed in, it's tied in my thought life. I believe no one can stop us. No one can stop us when God has given us the green light, when God has given us the go, when God has affirmed us, when God has established us, when God is backing and pushing us, the wind of God is pushing at our back, trying to fill us up with his grace and empowerment and enablement and strength and ability. No one can stop us if we get with God. No one can stop us if we align with God. No one. Because the scripture declares, if God be for you, if God be for you and I, who can be against us? Let me answer that real quick. No one, nobody, nothing. And that is how we must think and know and believe. I think, I know, I believe what the word of God says is true. I think, I know, I believe. If God can be for me, who can be against me? I pray today, God, deliver us in the area of low-level thinking. Deliver us from elevating our thoughts above your thoughts. The word of God is true. God is not a liar. His word is true. We must cleave to and believe the report of the Lord, the word of the Lord, in every situation and circumstance. I even pray today, Father, for all of us listening today to this broadcast, that we would ask you, God, help our unbelief. Help us in whatever it is we are thinking and believing that keeps us operating on a low level. Keep us operating below the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think level that you have for us. Help us to desire, to determine. 2023 is going to be the year of elevated thinking in God. 2023, where I've been hesitant, where I've been making excuses, where I've been procrastinating, where I've been complacent, where I've been, satisfied and content. We determine no longer, no more low-level thinking, but we will allow you, Father, to elevate how we think in the things of God, to elevate how we think in the Word of God, to see the God results that you've promised, that you've desired for us all of our lives, Father. We thank you for the grace you've given us, the time that you've given us, Father, the time that you've been merciful to us to get it together. Father, but we commit to get together with you and to think like God. I pray that you've been blessed by the broadcast today. Thank you again for tuning in right here every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. This is the Victory International Praise Ministries Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We come to you from 250 North Babcock Street, the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We welcome you to join us at one of our service times, Sunday, 11 a.m., Tuesday, 7 p.m. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer as you walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard. Yeah.